We have more on the news out of Syria. Both Syrian state media and anti-government activists say the minaret of the famed Umayyad Mosque in Aleppo have been destroyed. But Syrian government says rebels from an al-Qaeda-linked group blew it up. The rebels say a Syrian government tank fired a shell that destroyed it. The 12th-century mosque and nearby medieval market are centerpieces of Aleppo's walled old city, listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Both are heavily damaged. Meanwhile, the European Union's anti-terror chief says that hundreds of Europeans are now fighting with rebel forces in Syria, and there's concern that some of the fighters could join jihadi groups linked to al-Qaeda and return to Europe to launch terrorist attacks. The BBC's Duncan Crawford has this story about a Belgian convert to Islam who traveled to Syria to fight alongside rebels.
A group of rebel fighters crouch on the ridge of a hill full of yellow flowers as bullets whiz past. The gunfire you can hear comes from an online video. We can't verify it, but analysts believe it was filmed in Syria and European voices can be heard. Only shoot once when you see them, someone says in Flemish. In another video, a group of fighters line up to pray. One has been identified as Brian de Mulder, a 19-year-old from Belgium.
That's Brian.
You're 100%
no
sure?
No doubt. 100% sure. That's him.
I met Brian's aunt Ingrid at her home.
When you see that video, how do you feel seeing him like that?
It's not Brian that was brought up by his mother. Brian was an athletic, he was sportive, he was a golden heart, and we never saw him like this. For me, it's a programmed robot.
Ingrid told me Brian converted to Islam 2 years ago and gradually became radicalized.
He changed because he became fanatic. He wanted to pray only. He left school. And then he started to talk in a fanatic way, like, I can do whatever I want. And even if I die, I'm not afraid. I go to the paradise of Allah.
Brian's family say he left for Syria in January. Suspicion has fallen on an organization known as Sharia for Belgium. Last week, Belgian police raided houses of people suspected of recruiting youngsters to fight in Syria. The EU's counter-terrorism coordinator, Gilles de Kerckhove, told me hundreds of Europeans are going and some could join radical groups.
Not all of them are radical one day when they leave, but most likely many of them will be radicalized there, will be trained. And as we've seen in a previous situation, this might create a serious threat when they get back.
So how big a concern is that, that they're going to go out there, become more radicalised, become better trained and return
Indeed.
Onto European home yeah. soil and launch an attack here?
Yeah, and inspire others, because they will be a veteran, and all this may have a sort of radicalising impact.
Intelligence agencies across Europe have stepped up investigations. In the UK and in Belgium, they've increased efforts to track how fighters are recruited, while Dutch officials have raised the terror threat level to substantial, partly over concerns about radicalised citizens returning. At this mosque in Antwerp, men line up in full Islamic dress for afternoon prayers. This is one of the areas police believe young men are being radicalised and recruited to go to Syria, and I want to speak to local Muslims about it. Why do you think young people would want to go?
Maybe they are thinking the people need help there. Maybe if it's a possibility for me also, I can go there in Syria to help the people who they need help.
Would you consider going to Syria?
Yeah, that's right. Not if I to help the people who need help.
Some have blamed Muslim leaders in Belgium for not speaking out forcefully enough against radical elements. Semsettin Ugulu, president of the Muslim executive here, says they can't control how everyone acts.
Some people may be talking in a way that might radicalize some Muslims, but we categorically condemn this. As a body, we do not accept words of hate and of violence in mosques.
The EU's pushing to bring in a Europe-wide passenger database for air travel, which in future could help track individuals down. But for Brian de Mulder's family, it's too late.
Do you think you'll ever see Brian again?
I'm praying every day. I hope you see the light one day, to use their words, inshallah.
The BBC's Duncan Crawford. Up next, a look at New York's state-of-the-art surveillance system in 30 seconds, here and now.